Hello, everyone. Good afternoon. My name is Allie Pishing. I'm the Executive Director of Community Development for the Denver Broncos. I'm excited to share with you today and talk a little bit about the Fight Like a Bronco campaign. You'll see on a national level this year, starting last week in week five, that the NFL and the American Cancer Society have transitioned into an all-inclusive cancer platform, still focusing on breast cancer, but really looking at all cancers in terms of early detection and risk reduction. Under the leadership of our owner and our executive team, the Broncos actually made this transition last season with the Fight Like a Bronco campaign, and we're so excited to share with you about some of the enhancements that we've made this year. On Sunday evening, we will be honoring 125 survivors of all cancers, men, women, and children, both in a pregame reception as well as a halftime performance. You will see most notably a lot of different colors on the field, both in some of our banners, on the sidelines, as well as these towels that you see behind me. We will be providing each of our survivors with a towel designating their specific type of cancer to try and bring awareness to all of those that are easily detected and where we can tie in risk reduction factors. Our survivors will be honored on field, as I mentioned, and this is not the only way that we partner with American Cancer Society throughout the year. This is just our great way on game day to have such a large platform to bring awareness and also celebrate those who have survived cancer. Absolutely. So for about a decade, the NFL is really focused on breast cancer awareness, and pink has become synonymous with October, which is great, and it shows the platform that the NFL has to tie this in. I think with the inclusion of all cancers, we're really tying into that month where fans are already expecting to see colors, messaging, commercials, and promotion from not only our players but our clubs as to ways that we can help people both battling cancer and also early detection. So yes, absolutely, it's a great way to tie everything in together. They absolutely can. So the players have the ability to wear shoelaces, any wrist guards and other items. It is up to them if they would like to provide those items and wear them. I believe if you saw in the Cowboys game, Dak Prescott did cleats that had every single ribbon on it. And so the players are able to incorporate all colors or a specific color that's important to them. Absolutely. Our assistant turf manager, Luke Kellerman, has been with the team for a number of years, and he is currently battling cancer himself. He was actually the one that approached our community development department about a way to incorporate all cancers and was really the reason that we started this transition last year. Luke is a very special member of our Broncos family. He'll be with us at the game on Sunday, which will be a great treat for him and his family. But we really see him as the co-founder of the Fight Like a Bronco campaign, and we're proud to incorporate him into our game day activities. Correct. And we select those survivors through our partnership with the American Cancer Society. We also have a season ticket holder pool where season ticket holders can participate if they are cancer survivors. We have an online community referral system where you can actually apply or nominate someone, and we do have representation from our corporate and hospital partners.
Were you guys the only team to start doing that last year?
Yes.
Was there like a response from the league on what you guys did? Was that kind of the beginning of getting this ball rolling?
Yeah, I think the league has been great in, you know, working through things behind the scenes before they go public with something. And so it was always a discussion at league community meetings about what's the next step. You know, we've really tackled pink, and we've really made this something that very proud of in the NFL. And so, you know, we were able to share that information with the league and what was successful for us. And I'm excited to see other teams starting to come on board with that. This year, all the clubs had the opportunity to choose one or multiple cancers. So you will still see clubs going all pink, and that's something that's very important to them, but you'll start to see more of the multicolored moniker coming out as well.